This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is 8:50. That is the time of the week when we visit with Johnny Rabbit, who takes us back in time, the history of St. Louis. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Hey, good morning here in the Wayback Machine. I hope you're doing well. Thank you, Scott. Today we are going to pay a visit to this time of the year in 1986. Well, that was when we were listening to KMOX newsman Bob Hamilton and Bob Hardy. There was sportscaster Ron Jacober, as well as the man who walked and talked at midnight, John McCormick. Plus, sad to say, St. Louis still missed him. KMOX host Jack Carney, who had died in 1984, he was just 52 years old. And in 86, we were getting used to the Post-Dispatch having moved from afternoons to mornings. That happened on February 27th of 84. The Post was going up against the Morning Globe for the very first time. The Globe had started all the way back in July of 1852. Joe Pulitzer's paper, dated to December 1878. Well, back up here to 1986. That's when I had a daily page-two column and a weekly trivia column in the Globe, and Marty Bronson penned a column in the paper's Living section. Now, one of my items in the February 20th, 1986 issue was about Gene Dodal's Brentwood-based Pulse newspapers. Nice little mention he had, a welcome back to me, to yours truly, and to Marty, and to the bench warmer himself, Bob Burns, as well as a welcome back to the Globe. Why were we being welcomed back? Well, darn it, we'd been out of print from December 6th to January 27th, all due to legal issues and an ownership change. Very strange time. Chris Condon, you know that name. He was a newsman for years on Channel 5 and became a Globe investigative reporter. Well, one afternoon, just before our deadline, we were each typing away on our computers, sitting across from each other, and, yep, a power outage. Everything went off. Oh, no, the power came right back on. But everybody in the newsroom, me too, had lost what we were typing. Lost it forever. I can still hear the screams and the curses. But as I looked across our back-to-back computers, Chris Condon quietly stood up, looked at me, calmly said, "Rabbit, you know, everything's better when it's written the second time." And he was right. And I've never forgotten that good advice. In late March 86, we got a third daily paper. My, I tell you, not many people remember this. It was a tabloid. It was called the St. Louis Daily News. It was headed by retired famous bar VP Marcus Dully II and Jeff Gluck, who had owned the Globe. The 40-page paper, edited by former Globe political editor Jack Flack, was, to put it kindly, a major flop. It went out of business in 5 weeks. Then in 86, Ralph Ingersoll owned the Suburban Journals, and he planned a daily paper, and finally did start it in September 89. It was the tabloid St. Louis Sun. It hit the streets with a splash, and even though he spent an absolute fortune on it, it was out of business in 7 months. Thinking of newspapers reminds me of some of the ads in 1986 for a lot of people that are no longer around. Maybe one of the best-selling computers at that time had a couple of big ads in the papers, the Amiga, A-M-I-G-A, by Commodore, where, as Uncle Leonard of Munch TV would have said, they were selling like hotcakes at Instant Replay Center in West County. Oh, a ticket to London. Here's an ad from 1986 for TWA. Ticket to London, $249. Boyd's at West County Center had men's dress shirts for $12.99 and Bostonian men's shoes for $19.99. And George Noory advertised his company, Laclede Communications Services. George became host of the syndicated radio show Coast to Coast AM, which often deals with the strange and paranormal. He was once news director of Channel 5. Other 1986 newspaper advertisers were Colonel Day's Levi's Emporiums, with Levi's for $14.99. And then the new Movies to Go video stores, where memberships were $6.25, and they had blank Scotch video cassettes for $4.49. Lots of movie and theater ads, theaters like Sunset Hill Cinema, the Varsity, the Avalon, Jamestown Mall. And in each issue of the papers, there was a full page of radio and television listings. Speaking of pages, the size of our papers has really shrunk. I don't know if you've noticed that. For example, in 1986, the width of a paper was 14 inches wide. Today, that's down to 11 inches wide. In the Post, Bob Bragg, a regular on KMOX, well, he felt the baseball Cardinals under Whitey Herzog and Dal Maxville had a darn good shot at the World Series. But as it turned out, they finished third that year in 86, which was when our football Cardinals, coached by Gene Stallings, won 4 games, tied 1, lost 11. It'd be their last year in St. Louis. In the news, Globe Democrat writer Susan Sherman Fadem reported dentists may start wearing masks, goggles, and gloves due to the AIDS epidemic. Also in the Globe, Tim Flack wrote horse racing and related betting could become a reality in Missouri as the state Supreme Court upheld a racing plan adopted by voters. And Globe writer Chuck Burgess wrote that all our downtown bridges, the Merchants, McKinley, M.L. King, the Eads, the Poplar, MacArthur, they were in bad shape. They were in deep trouble with congestion and maintenance problems. A lot of bad issues and not much money to fund the problems and fix them. Les Sturman of the East-West Gateway Coordinating Council said the bridges have been studied from every angle and it was high time we got something done before a disaster happened. As senior consultant of the PR firm O'Connor and Partners in 86, I recall how one of our projects seemed set for an incredible success. It was the brand new sparkly St. Louis Center, the largest enclosed shopping mall in the world. It connected with Dillard's and Famous Bar, and inside there were over 125 stores, such as Abercrombie & Fitch, Jeans West, Laura Ashley, so many more. It quickly started to fail for a zillion reasons, and within 3 years there was obviously no hope for St. Louis Center. Well, next week, here in KMOX, we'll revisit the 1930s, and at 10:30 Tuesday, March 25th, for Oasis at the Clayton Rec Center, I'll have a program called The St. Louis Underworld. The cases and the characters, a lot about murders and murderers. Well, now we have more of what's going on today as presented in depth by our KMOX chronicler, Scott J. Gow. Please join me as we hear Scott say this about that, or should that be that about this? Well, anyway, here he is. There he is right now, yeah, Scott J. Gow. Yeah.
Murders and murderers. Wow, that sounds fascinating.
It is.
You're getting into all kinds of stuff there. All right, Johnny, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.